Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Clay and Lorraine Show on K-Move.
Welcome to K-Move Radio, radio for people on the move. I'm Lorraine Carasosa, here with Clay Goodman.
And today's guest is Mike Wasserman, County Supervisor for Santa Clara. And we're excited to learn more about our local government and how our tax dollars work here in Santa Clara County. So without much further ado, let's bring on our Santa Clara County Supervisor, Mike Wasserman.
Welcome to KMOVE Radio, Mike Wasserman.
Thank you very much, Lorraine.
Yes, and thanks for coming on, Mike. It's a pleasure having you on our show.
Absolutely.
Thanks for asking, Clay.
Oh, great. And then for our K-Move listeners, I just want to give a little background on Mike Wasserman, and actually I've learned a lot as well.
Yeah.
He served 8 years on the Las Gatas Town Council, including 2 as mayor, prior to being elected to the Board of Supervisors in 2010, and he was reelected in 2014.
Yes.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
I want to go back, actually, to the 2 years as mayor.
Yes.
You and Clay have a lot in common there. You were known as the mayor, but Clay was also known as the unofficial mayor of Los Gatos.
Oh, there we go.
He was, actually. He was called the mayor.
Yeah, so you were there for 2 terms, and some people like John McShirley, they call me the mayor, I guess, because, you know, I know a lot of people.
Absolutely. That's because you're community concerned and you do stuff for your residents. That's a great title to have, Clay.
Yeah, so you're the real one. You're the real one. And I wanted to say, you know, most sincerely as I can, everybody that I've talked that knows you always speaks so highly of you, Mike. You're very well liked.
Well, thank you. I was able to work with a lot of really good people and staff at Los Gatos, and we got a lot of great things done. That police station, the library, the soccer field.
Yeah.
It was a great time, and I was happy to be there and happy to be where I am now.
Yeah, I mean, they were happy that you were there.
Thank you.
So you've developed quite a reputation here of being a person that can solve, or at least work to solve, homelessness in our county, and I want to congratulate you on that as well, because we're all concerned about homelessness. It just seems to be growing.
Yeah, it's a huge topic.
Yes, and I noticed that you're responsible for, and your team, for a 14% decrease in countywide homelessness in just the last 2 years.
Yes, Clay and Lorraine, that's huge. I'm a very small part of it, but when I came onto the Board of Supervisors 6 years ago, I was made very much aware of the homeless situation in Santa Clara County, about 7,000 men, women, and children, one of the largest homeless populations in the nation.
Oh, my God.
And our county is not in the top 10 in the nation as far as size, and I certainly saw that was inappropriate and dug in and wanted to look to see what I could do. And I took over from my predecessor. He was Mayor of Gilroy and County Supervisor Don Gage, and I became honorary co-chair then San Jose Mayor Chuck Reed. We became honorary co-chairs of Destination Home and got into the whole homeless issue. And after a couple of years of doing some research and analysis and everything else, we found a way to provide permanent supportive housing for the chronically homeless. And after a couple of years of doing that and verifying and checking our results, we found out, Clay and Lorraine, that providing permanent supportive housing for the chronically homeless costs about half as much as doing nothing.
Wow.
And so at that point, I was very, very happy to say that I was part of doing the right thing and saving taxpayer dollars. And that's unique.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Way to go, Mike.
Not just me. It was a whole lot of people, but I was very happy to be a big part of it. And we took that number down, as you said, 14%.
Wow.
We took it down over 1,000 homeless. But we still have a homeless population of about 6,000 in Santa Clara County. But with the price of housing and everything else, it's a very difficult issue.
It really is. It's complicated.
It is very complicated.
And we could spend hours talking about it.
Yes. Well, and in the last 9 to 12 months, Supervisor Dave Cortese, who I serve with on the Board of Supervisors here, and Mayor Sam Liccardo of the City of San Jose, they teamed up with a program called All the Way Home.
Yes.
Which was to house our homeless veterans.
Yes. Lorraine was going to ask you about that.
I read that in your newsletter, actually.
It's like, wow.
We had 700 homeless veterans here in Santa Clara County. But over the last year or so, I'm very, very, very pleased to announce that we were able to find housing for 510 of them.
Wow.
Which is absolutely incredible.
But
and hopefully we can continue that effort for the not only the homeless veterans, but the single men, the single women, the single moms, and all the children. We've got a whole lot of homeless children in Santa Clara County. And when you think about it, every man, woman, and child that's homeless is somebody's son or daughter or father or mother.
Right.
And we've got to keep working together to solve this problem.
Good to hear. Hearing you speak about it, I think it's a bigger problem than even we think it is, and we thought it was a big problem.
Right.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. So thank you for educating us. And I imagine there's opportunities for people to volunteer to help as well.
Yes, there's a lot of nonprofit organizations. Anyone can certainly call my office. It's 408-299-5010, and we can put them in touch with organizations that specifically help the homeless. There's also a number of different faith-based organizations in every city that are doing something either year-round or during the holidays, but there's lots of opportunities for people to help. And I'll tell you, if every person in this county did a little something for somebody else, we'd knock off that list of problems.
You're absolutely right. And I'll be sure to hang your phone number and, websites on our Facebook page and website.
Yes,
as well.
You bet. And I'm going to encourage everybody that's listening to sign up for your newsletter. It's a great, great newsletter. Be informed about what's going on around you.
Right.
So.
And we'll give that information a little later into the show.
Yes.
You can ask Mike how we can get that newsletter.
Yes, you bet. Let's take a quick little truck stop here. We're going to pull this truck over for a little quick break, truck break. And we're going to be right back because we want to talk to Mike about yet another really exciting thing he's very much involved in, coding classes for youth.
Yeah,
that
caught my eye.
So don't move away. We'll be right back.
Hey, Clay, a lot of people have been asking who wrote our Clay and Lorraine jingle and also who sang it. I think we better let our audience know.
Yeah, it's not me or you.
And no, surely not me.
And if you listen to the Bernard Fowler show, you'll know why it's not me. But Rich Kubek has written our jingles for us, and he performs and sings on them. So he's written not only the Clay and Lorraine jingle, but he also does the K-Move one. That's me. And he's written songs for some of our guests, like Peggy Smith, the president of Worldwide ERC.
Right.
Peggy Smith is here to talk about the ERC family. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show with the CEO of Reload.
Also, our friend Lisa Landry.
Yes, the social media expert.
Yes.
Well, Lisa Ann is ready. Jumpstart your day with some social media tips to help you along the way. Now Lisa Ann is ready. How about you? So let's have fun with Lisa.
And Rich Kubek wrote the theme song for our local Bay Area Mobility Management Networking place.
That's
bam,
right.
Bam.
Our Bam 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 song. That was
bam,
a good one.
Bam 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 bam. Innovate, integrate, motivate together towards tomorrow. Bay Area Mobility Management.
And you too can have your own jingle, whether it's a personal jingle or a jingle for your business. Just let us know and we'll get you in touch with Rich Kubek. Okay, and for our K-Move listeners, we are back with Mike Wasserman, County Supervisor for Santa Clara County, District 1.
Yes.
Welcome back, Mike.
Thank you, Clay.
Sure. You know what caught my eye on the newsletter that you do send out was the youth coding classes. Coding is huge, especially here in the Silicon Valley, and we have a shortage of them. And you providing, or these libraries, providing these coding classes to the youth and underserved youth, that is an amazing program. Can you touch a little bit on that?
Sure. As I think most of your listeners will know, coding has to do with writing programs, the language of computers. And in the United States, there's 500,000 open computing jobs. And yet, we graduate 40,000 computer science people each year. So there's a great disparity there. There's a great opportunity there for people. And what has traditionally been taking place is that young people started to learn about coding, computer programming later in their education, later through school,
right. But
later on in the years. And what we thought was, boy, if we could start introducing young people to the science of coding, the technology of coding, the world of coding, whatever you want to say, at an early age. I'm proud to say of one of the 29 committees that I sit on, I'm chair of the Santa Clara County Library District and brought forth the idea of providing coding classes in the county libraries. And that kicked off last week. It's been tremendously well received, and it's just the beginning. It is as word gets out that this service, this opportunity is available in our county libraries, I think it's going to spread like wildfire, and the number of participants will grow and grow.
Yeah, we're going to help with that, Mike, here at KUF Radio. Yeah. And I think, you know, this at so many different levels, this is just an excellent thing you're doing because of the gender issue. Lorraine was raised in an era where women weren't good at math.
Right.
And therefore, they didn't go into these kind of sciences and therefore didn't make the kind of money that men did.
Right.
Make. So this is
totally cool
on this. It's very good.
Yeah.
See, if this had been sooner, Lorraine, you could
have
been
a coder. I know what I'm saying. 20 years ago. Could have been.
Never late than never.
I was going to say, you know what? I might just have to go find one of these libraries.
So that's a good question. Who's eligible for take these classes?
Right.
And how
anybody
do they?
Anybody and everybody.
Really? I love
it's
that.
It's being offered throughout our Santa Clara County Library District that I believe is in 9 cities, and libraries are open free of charge to everyone.
And I just noticed there's some other cool classes. One's called Miss CEO. Yeah.
And again, that goes back to what the issue you raised, Clay, as far as the opportunity for women and the way things are changing.
Yeah.
And obviously, man or woman does not matter. What they need the opportunity.
Yes.
Right.
There's a lot of children in Santa Clara County that don't have as many opportunities as other children in Santa Clara County.
Right.
And this is a way to provide the opportunity for anyone who wants to walk in the door and participate.
It's a great program.
It is.
Yeah.
Love that.
Mike, what other services does the county provide that you can tell us about?
Clay, thank you for asking me that. The county is all around every citizen. Every single day, your listeners use some county service, and I would imagine most of them are not aware of it. If they go into any cafeteria, if they go into any restaurant, if they go into any hospital, if they go into any a place that serves food of any kind, the county health department will have been there before them. The county provides health and safety services throughout Santa Clara County, and like I said, it's the health department, it's the hospitals, it's the clinics, the foster care programs, and also safety. The county is responsible for the district attorney's office, the public defender's office, the 911, the sheriff, the county fire, the ambulance, the jails, but also the parks, the best park system that exists anywhere, the registrar of voters, the recorder's office, when people are recording property, marriage certificates, birth and death certificates, the county libraries. When your listeners go to fill up a tank of gas, I don't think they realize that the county of Santa Clara has been there ahead of time and that they have come to determine the accuracy of every single pump to make sure when your listeners buy a gallon of gas, they get a gallon of gas, not 0.9. When they go to a Safeway to buy food, and they ask for a pound of ground round, and that meat is put on the scale, there's a sticker on that scale. It's been inspected by the Department of Waste and Measures, again, to make sure they get what they pay for. When they go to a restaurant, there's a 8.5 by 11 piece of paper on the front window that is green that says the county health department has been there to inspect that restaurant or that place. Again, it could be a cafeteria, it could be anywhere. And that includes all the Googles and the eBays and all the other Apples that have cafeterias in them. The county has been there, and there's a green sticker or a yellow sticker or a red sticker. If there's a green sticker, go on in. If there's a yellow sticker, there's work being done. If there's a red sticker,
stay away.
It's closed down. If it's not, give me a call.
You're right. I don't think any of us realize how much the county is in our lives. How many employees does the county have?
The county has 19,000 employees. We have a $6.5 billion budget.
Wow.
There's 15 cities in Santa Clara County. And when you add up all the residents of Santa Clara County, there are more residents in Santa Clara County, Clay and Lorraine, than there are in 14 states in these United States or in 92 countries.
Oh, my gosh.
You've got a big job, Mike.
You do.
It's a big, wonderful job, and we do a lot of really good things for a lot of people. I coined a phrase a couple of years back that kind of, for me, describes what the county does, and it provides real-life help, and that's really what the county does.
You know,
really
does.
The county's all around everybody, and we are here to help.
No kidding. Now I'm going to go on a sticker scavenger hunt.
Seriously, I'm going to take pictures of these stickers. Yeah. That's pretty cool. And just knowing all this, I think we'd be lost without any of the county services.
Yeah,
we wouldn't be able to function.
We do.
Oh, my goodness. When you call 911, Lorraine?
Yes, which I did the other day because of my dog bite.
Again, sorry about your
That's
journey.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We're glad you had the 911, though.
Yes.
You know, you call 911, and that goes to County Comm, and then ambulance, fire, police, whatever gets dispatched,
right,
you know, to come and help out on whatever the situation may
mm-hmm.
be. But, again, to give you an idea on the enormity of Santa Clara County, we receive 1,400 calls a day to our 911 service.
Oh,
my word,
gosh.
I had no idea.
Calls a day. And then, you know, the bad guys are captured or whatever, the person is taken care of, whatever the medical emergency may be.
Mm-hmm.
But then the county comes into play because of the district attorney and the public defender,
right,
and the jail and the ambulance service and all of those things.
It is. It's mind-boggling.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is mind-boggling. Wow.
I've learned a great deal in my 6 years in office.
Well, I've learned a great deal just here in the last 5 minutes. Well, now we're going to take a quick another truck stop. We're going to pull our truck over and don't move away. We'll be right back.
Grill 57 is the newest forget-me-not restaurant in the Bay Area.
Have an unforgettable dining experience at Grill 57. Nestled in Las Gatas, everyone is talking about how good the food is.
How good is the service?
Unforgettable.
It is the place where all the K-Move movers and shakers are going now. Clay and Lorraine promise you will not forget the dining experience you will have at Grill 57.
Check out their website for directions. Like their Facebook for the specials. You too can be a K-Mover and Shaker at Grill 57.
A forget-me-not Silicon Valley restaurant is the Grill 57 of Las Gatas. Welcome back, and you are listening to K-Move Radio. We have special guest today, Mike Wasserman, County Supervisor for Santa Clara County for District 1.
So, Mike, we did our homework on this, and we looked at the districts. There's five districts
mm-hmm.
in Santa Clara County, your District 1. I noticed that the districts, to my logic, didn't seem to be connected by interest. I mean, I live in Las Gatas, and we're connected to Monte Sereno, but not Saratoga, but we're connected to Gilroy. So what determines these districts? How are these districts made?
Sure. A long time ago, it was determined that each supervisor represents approximately the same number of people. And every 10 years, the census is taken, which you and all your listeners are very familiar with.
Yeah.
Census is taken to determine a couple of things. One, what is the current population? And also to help forecast future growth. So what they did just a few years ago when the most recent 10-year census was completed, they looked at the five districts, and again, what they do is they take the total population, we'll round it off to 2 million. It was like 1.9 something, but it's about 2 million now. You take 2 million divided by the five districts,
mm-hmm.
and you get roughly 400,000 people per district.
Wow.
So each supervisor represents roughly the same number of people, Clay and Lorraine.
Mm-hmm.
But what they also look into is, okay, this particular district is expected to grow more over the next 10 years.
Right.
This one, not so much. But at the end of the day, each of us represents the same number of people. And every 10 years when the census is done, sometimes county boundaries are moved a little bit. In the most recent census that was completed, for instance, my district, district number one, which includes 250,000 people from San Jose, basically everything south from Highway 85.
Mm-hmm.
It includes Monte Sereno, Los Gatos, Morgan Hill, and Gilroy.
Mm-hmm.
When I first got in office 6 years ago, my district was 900 square miles. The county is 1,300 square miles.
Oh.
And I'm looking at that 900 square miles and going, wait a minute, why is my district so big? Well, because of the cities in my district, there's a lot of land between them, a lot of open space between them.
Right.
So I still had one-fifth of the population of Santa Clara County, as did each supervisor. And then a few years ago when the census was completed, the northern portion of my district was given to Supervisor Cortese, and the city of Monte Sereno was added to my district, which, Clay, as you said, makes a lot of sense. You know, it's the Las Gatas Monte Sereno
yes.
Police Department, Monte Sereno Residence Shop in Las Gatas. There was a connection there.
Right,
yes.
Right.
You've got Monte Sereno and Las Gatas. You've got South San Jose, Morgan Hill, and Gilroy.
Yes.
Wow.
Other Supervisor Chavez, has San Jose. She represents a portion of San Jose, but again, about 400,000 people. Supervisor Submitting, I believe, has seven cities, and they go north of Las Gatas and Monte Sereno. So it's Saratoga, Los Altos, Palo Alto.
Right.
But again, each of us represents the same number of people, which is required by law.
Supervisor Chavez is yours, right?
Yeah, that's I'm District 2.
She's District 2, yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
So the question is, so you were elected in 2010, then reelected again in 2014,
mm-hmm.
and you're coming up in 2018 for reelection. Can these districts change before 2018?
No, it would be 10 years. It would
10 years.
Oh, 10 years, that's right.
It would be taken in 2010. It would be done again in 2020.
Oof.
A year or so later when the results are computed,
mm-hmm.
then a little movement of some district lines may happen. What they try and do is keep cities and communities of similar representation to be connected. They try and use natural boundaries, for instance, Highway 85. Instead of splitting, you know, one side of Main Street or the other, they try and use large arterials. They try also not to split up cities. But San Jose, for instance,
mm-hmm.
is split up among several supervisors because there's a million people in it.
Yeah.
So it's partial. Also, Sunnyvale, I believe, is divided between Supervisor Simidian and Supervisor Cortese.
Yes.
And again, the end result, after all this is done through the Citizens Committee and the public meetings that are held, is each supervisor represents about the same number of people. And then also there's the factor anticipated about which area might grow a little more than another area.
Good. What does the county supervisor do when his terms are over?
Well, I can serve, if the people so choose to give me enough votes, I can serve a total of 3 4-year terms. I'm currently in the middle of my second term, and my intention is to run again in 2018 for my third term. And county supervisors have term limits, which is 3 4-year terms. And that's certainly my intention to do. Each year, I think I've become a better supervisor. I've been able to help out more people. I've become more qualified and educated.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that serving, again, is the right thing for me to do and my family to do, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Good.
Okay.
Have you given thought to what after 2022?
I have not. I have not given thought to that.
Okay.
One thing I do know is that when I finish my political career, I want to go back to coaching youth sports. I coached baseball and basketball, little football, assistant coach softball and soccer, did that in Los Gatos with Little League and NJB and Fisher Middle School.
Yeah.
And spending the day with kids, there's nothing more gratifying. Last week I was speaking to a group of kids, and I came here to the office, and I found myself all energized, all charged up. And I said to my staff, I said, no offense, you guys, but I'd rather start a day off with kids than adults.
Isn't that the truth, though?
Yeah, but
it
good
really
for you,
is.
Micah.
Thank you. So when my political career is over, I'm going to find a place in my community where I can be of value to young people, and my guess is it'll be to coach youth boys basketball.
Good for you. We'll come out and root for your team.
Definitely.
Thank you. Thank you.
K-Boob will be in the stands doing the wave for you.
Moving, huh?
Yeah. So, Mike, thanks for coming on our show. I will say, you know, Santa Clara County is lucky to have you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Clay. Thank you very much, Lorraine.
You're welcome.
Lorraine,
thank
I hope that ankle heals up. Happy holidays to you and all your listeners.
Yeah, thank you, Mike.
Great. Thank you. Wow, Clay, did we learn a lot on the show or what?
I know. My mind's all, that was a lot of information, good information. I'm just delighted to find out how our tax dollars being put to good use here in Santa Clara County.
No kidding.
Lots of great things going on.
I love the newsletter. It had a lot of information.
Yes,
they do it once a month. And you can find actually the newsletter on our Facebook. We'll have a link.
Right there. Yeah.
Right. Or you can call Mike Wasserman's office at 408-299-5010. And you can go ahead and talk to someone to give them your email address to be put on the newsletter list.
Excellent opportunity. So we want to thank you for listening to K-Move Radio. Thank you for being our friends. God bless.
Clay and Lorraine Show on K-Move.